And we're back, yes, somehow still on the air, for part two of the Scott and Val Save the Universe show. The only program brave enough to tackle cosmic chaos, armed with opinions, questionable logic, and absolutely no official clearance. If the universe is saved today, it'll be by accident. Strap in, lower your expectations. Let's carry on.
And we are back. I don't know if I like that. If the universe is saved today, it'll be by accident. But probably.
It's true. There's truth in advertising.
There's truth in advertising. All right, Val, I am moving on to news and culture as we start off this segment. We're standing by. We've got Joel Wilczynski in just a few minutes. He will be joining us. A couple stories that I wanted to share, and I'm going to scooch to the bottom of this one, Val, is among some of the reasons given by drivers in the UK, I thought this was kind of cool, to support their auto insurance claims. Okay. Freak accidents, you know, happen and involving animals. And of course, they top the list of the more bizarre things, followed closely by those involving food. One driver said a frozen squirrel fell out of a tree and crashed through his windshield, while another driver blamed a wasp sting on the leg for a sudden surge in acceleration and hitting the car in front of him. And then one driver blamed a potato stuck behind the brake pedal for the inability to stop. I've had that happen with a water bottle. So, but where'd the potato come from?
Right.
Yeah. But of all the weird insurance claims, this one, they say, stands out. The claim read, as I was driving around a bend, one of my doors opened and a frozen kebab flew out, hitting and damaging a passing car.
A frozen kebab.
All right. We got some pretty good news headlines today. First one is exciting for us here as Scott and Val Save the Universe with our sci-fi themed show, because Barack Obama's right in there with us.
In a wide-ranging interview with progressive broadcaster Brian Tyler Cohen on Saturday, former President Barack Obama spilled what he learned about extraterrestrial life when he was in the White House. Cohen said, I want to do a little bit of a lightning round because it's not often I'll get access to the President of the United States. Come on, man, Obama encouraged him. So a couple questions here. Are aliens real? Obama said, they're real, but I haven't seen them, and they're not being kept in Area 51. Ooh. He said, there's no underground facility unless there's this enormous conspiracy, and they hid it even from the President of the United States. Whoa. Cohen then asked, what was the first question you wanted to answer when you became president? Obama said with a chuckle, where are the aliens? Obama didn't let on exactly how he knew aliens were real or whether it was just his own personal belief.
Well, he probably can't say, would be my guess, if he does know or how he knew. But what a great way to kind of feed that to people is they're real.
Well, you look at some of the people in Congress, like Kash Patel, alien.
Total alien.
Yeah.
He's like a squid trying to hold his eyes in.
Oh, there's another one Brad always says he looks like an alien, and I can't remember who it is now. But yeah, I think they're in Congress. That's how he knew.
Different Olympic issues this year than they've ever seen before. According to People magazine, Olympic villages have already run out of condoms for athletes. They said, we can confirm that condom supplies in the Olympic villages were temporarily depleted due to higher than anticipated demand.
There's an Olympic sport like that?
Huh. However, Val, an anonymous Olympian told Italian outlet La Stampa that the offerings ran out in just 3 days.
Again, sounds like an Olympic sport.
I would just like to add to this story that it wasn't me.
Nobody's surprised, Scott.
Wow, Val. Hold on.
Shut up, Wesley.
Yes.
I haven't gotten a shut up, Wesley in a long
quite
time.
A while. I forgot I had him. Yeah, yeah.
Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
And now I'm upset.
What should we do now, sir?
Well, why don't we take a 5-minute break?
Very good, sir.
Smoke if you got them.
Yeah, and damn the torpedoes. I took care of Al, didn't
those
I?
Those were the photon ones.
Yes, photon torpedoes. All right, tell us about the Federal Reserve, Val.
All right, Federal Reserve officials signaled late last week that interest rates will likely remain steady for now as inflation shows signs of stabilizing but not fully cooling. Policymakers indicated they are watching wage growth and consumer spending closely before making further adjustments. Markets reacted cautiously, with analysts describing the outlook as measured but certain.
Ooh. Technology news. Major artificial intelligence firms are facing renewed scrutiny from regulators over transparency in training data and algorithmic bias. Yeah, you try and say it. Congressional staffers confirmed preliminary hearings are expected later this month as lawmakers push for clearer guardrails around rapidly expanding AI tools, some of them which are kind of scary when you can take pictures of someone else and do whatever you want with them. All right. Technology moves fast. Regulation crawls behind it with paperwork and old white men. I should have left you that one. Sorry.
Yeah.
You want to say it? It's kind of fun.
All right. Technology moves fast. Regulation crawls behind it with paperwork and old white men.
I was smoother. Sorry.
That's all right.
That's all right.
You still got this. You still work on the smooth moves.
All right. I'll keep trying. We've got someone special in the green room. Set back. Get ready. It's a little entertainment news from Belize. It's going to start.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show that goes nowhere yet somehow everywhere is about to astound you again. Live from the tropical country of Belize, it's your RFN entertainment guy, Joe.
What?
Joe Wools.
Joe Wolchinski.
No?
Woolzinski.
Close the dock then?
It's time for Ski by the Sea on Scott and Val. Save the universe.
Well, I just realized why he always forgets my name, because I forgot his. And welcome, Joel Zinski.
Hey. Hey, Mark and Val, how are you guys doing this morning?
Great.
We're great.
Yeah.
I am really sorry I missed last week's show. I just, something came up and I just didn't make it. I really apologize for that.
You were here.
Joe, yeah. you were here.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You're right. I was. Thank you. I mean, it's only radio. Who can tell, right?
Yeah.
Hey, so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about some of the hottest celebrities. Yeah. And I would like to provide pictures and some graphics and things like that. But, you know, we have low budget. As you can know, that's why I drink the cheap wine. But I went ahead and did a little bit of work
by myself. Is that my wine in the background, Joe?
No, it's not. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's all gone. That's good wine and it's all gone.
You said the cheap wine, so.
Oh, no. The cheap rum is back there. So the first person we're going to talk about is actor Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Looks just like him.
He has an upcoming picture coming out in October 2026 called Digger. And Scott, do you know what it's about?
Does he dig in things?
Nope. It's about Tom making another $100 million.
Oh.
Hey, Britney Spears.
Oh, again. Excellent.
She sold the rights to all of her catalog for up to $280 million. You know what the sad thing is?
What?
I can't even get a $1.50 for one of her CDs at my yard sale.
$280 million, and she goes through like $7 million a month. So that's like only 2 years of money for her.
I think I'm going to do a GoFundMe for her.
Yeah.
Sam Raimi, you know, Evil Dead.
Oh, I
He's
love
back
Sam Raimi.
To directing.
Nice.
Yeah.
He lost his head.
Yes. Well, he has a new movie called Send Help. It's doing pretty good. And I've also heard that's what the sign says between the U.S. and Canada border. Send help.
Across that bridge that they don't want to share.
Yeah.
And then there's the famous Spokane Knight, Cindy Sweeney.
Oh, look at that.
I like how you censored part of her.
Yeah.
she still continues her partnership with American Eagle, and she was actually able to ring the bell at the opening of the New York Stock Exchange. Hey, we could talk about Sydney ringing bells, but not this show.
Thank you, Joe.
There's actor Tom Holland.
So why doesn't he have a likeness? Yeah.
It's Spider-Man.
Oh, we missed the spider. Yeah, okay.
Now I can see it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyway, hang on a second. That needs a drink.
We're definitely on a budget here, aren't we?
Do you have a flamingo straw?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to be careful. It doesn't go up your nose.
We discussed that last week.
With all straws.
When you weren't here.
Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. Tom Holland has a new MCU movie, Spider-Man Brand New Day, or Brand New Paycheck. Blake Shelton is still tall and doing shows in Las Vegas.
Oh. I thought these were going to be super hot ones.
Well, everybody has their own little term for hot. Okay. So, oh, look, James Dean, still dead. No. I know you guys don't pay much. Actually, I haven't got any checks yet. But I am about to share an insider scoop with you that is just like nobody else has.
Okay.
You guys remember these two? Donny Marie Osmond have their own show.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why it's the show to watch, the radio show to watch. You got to go back.
Yeah, you got.
Good job, Joe.
If you're now,
they're looking good.
Marie's doing pretty good, but Donnie's looking kind of rather ragged and old.
Just like in real life.
Just like in real life. Thank
you, Val. I hate the fact that I'm done.
Sadly, I was going to do a bit on talk about Bad Bunny, you know, the halftime show.
Yeah.
But it seems like every time I Googled him and went to a site, it said this site is closed by order of the DHS. Oh. So I don't have any updates on Bad Bunny.
Oh. That was probably your best drawing, though.
Thank you. Well, that's it for Ski by the Sea, the entertainment guy. Wait a minute. I hear helicopters in the background. I wonder what that's all about. Do you have any questions for me, Sam and Val?
No.
Do you have a safe room somewhere if the choppers are coming?
I don't think they're coming for me. Well, why would they do that?
Because you endorse Bad Bunny.
Oh.
No, you're okay. The FCC came out this morning and said Bad Bunny did nothing wrong at the Super Bowl. So he's free.
Bad Bunny was a good bunny.
That's right. Big round of applause, the one and only Joel Wolczynski, Ski by the Sea Entertainment News. And I'm just curious, because you are obviously indoors today. Is it stormy in Belize today?
No.
Oh. You just too tired to go outside?
Oh, I am inside.
Joel Wolczynski, ladies and gentlemen.
I apologize for missing this week's show, and hopefully I'll see you next week.
All right. Hopefully we'll see you next week, or at least in 2 months. All right. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Joel Wolczynski, dropping in to Scott and Val Save the Universe. Thank you very much, Joe. Boy, the boys are doing excellent today, aren't they, Val?
Oh, my gosh. They are doing incredible.
Wow. Funny stuff. They're way funnier than us. It's so great, because we can slack off.
Yeah.
Totally saving her butts this morning.
Yeah, the students have surpassed the master.
That's right. You know, it's kind of the same way. I got to train Chuck, and now I just bow at his awesomeness. back in Chihuahua at KCHW, our station manager, Chuck Ritchie there, he has done so amazing. It's just, he totally surprises me. And I remember when he first took over, and every time we'd go up to the tower, we'd have to FaceTime, you know, to fix stuff. And now he doesn't even call. So that's awesome.
Wow.
All right, we're moving on to our next segment, and we're kicking this off with a celebrity birthdays. Would you like me to do birthdays today, Val? You always get stuck with them.
Yeah, right. I think you should do it.
All right, Rene Russo from the Thomas Crown Affair and, of course, the Lethal Weapon movies turning 72 today. Richard Karn, who played Al Borland in Home Improvement, 70. Lou Diamond Phillips from La 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 Bamba. Okay. 62. Try. 62 today. Larry the Cable Guy, 63. Michael Jordan, 63. Rumor is he's going back to the NBA. Yeah. People will give him a wide berth still on the court because now he'll be in a walker.
Oh,
I'm sorry. It was just a joke, a bad joke. Director Michael Bay from Transformers Films, 61. Dominic Purcell, Prison Break. Love that guy, 56. He's just scary looking naturally. Denise Richards from Starship Troopers and The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, 55. Sorry. Jerry O'Connell from Sliders, 52. Jerry O'Connell shows up everywhere, like Hollywood famous. But the funny thing is he's only ever been in one show. And maybe two or three movies, but everybody knows him. I don't get it. All right. Jason Ritter from Joan of Arcadia, 46. Joseph Gordon-Levitt from Inception. Levitt, 45. Paris Hilton, 45. Cord Overstreet. From Glee. What a cool name. What's your name? Cord?
Especially since you're in Glee, right?
Yeah. I only know three chords. Like AC/DC.
And it really is spelled like that kind of chord,
it
C-H-O-R-D.
Is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wild.
We can spell it like cord of wood, or you could spell it like that man corn, K with a K. All right. Ed Sheeran, 33. Jeremy Allen White from The Bear, Shameless in the Iron Claw, 33 as well. And we move on to history. We call it It Happened Today with Val.
All right. Do I start with that?
Yes, It Happened Today.
I know, but that's kind of a gruesome start to this whole
thing.
But
everybody loves him, and there was a show. Here, let me do it in my voice. I'll do it for you, okay?
Am I supposed to do it, because... Okay.
It happened today, 1993. Serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer was sentenced to life in prison. Fellow inmates beat him less than 2 years later.
Oh, see, you left out the part that I wasn't sure I was supposed to say.
That's how easy it is. You leave out the part that said to death. Not nearly as gruesome the way I do it, Val.
Exactly. All right, and I'll forget, try the next
forget,
one, though.
Don't forget he used to eat people.
I wish I could say it's not true. I do.
1998, Brahma Beer introduced the world's first talking beer cans in Caracas, Venezuela. When opened, the cans told drinkers whether or not they'd won prizes, ranging from $50 to $2,000.
Oh, it's exciting when you opened them, too. maybe not.
I think they should just, you know, be like a breathalyzer. You open the can and says, oh, you've already had too much.
No more beer for you.
No more beer. 2003, some 40 million viewers tuned in to the finale of Fox's reality show, Joe Millionaire, in which Evan Marriott chose Zora Andrich. 2003, President Barack Obama signed a $757 billion economic stimulus package into law. 2013, Danica Patrick became the first woman at the Daytona 500 and the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series to win pole position.
You know, nothing turns me on more than a woman that drives really fast.
I think all guys that ever watched Danica Patrick were happy.
Mm-hmm. See that the humans remain entertained until the end.
Thank you.
Yes. 2014, Jimmy Fallon replaced Jay Leno in his first broadcast as host of The Tonight Show. 2020, Amazon boss Jeff Bezos pledged $10 million to help fight climate change. I think he probably reneged on that deal. Uh-huh. 2021, Senator Ted Cruz flew to Cancun, Mexico with his family amid a winter disaster in his state of Texas, igniting widespread condemnation. It's okay, because of the Texas educational system, they forgot about it already. Huh? What?
What him?
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Who?
That bizarre-looking guy in the beard?
Yeah.
2023's Stevens, who starred with Elvis in Girls, 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 and with Jeffrey Lewis in The Nutty Professor, died. She was 84 years old.
So I know who the other person was now. You said Cash Patel looks like an alien. It's Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
It's Ted Cruz. All right. Now let's check this out.
He's dead, Jeff.
He's dead, Jeff.
He's dead, Jeff.
He's dead, Jeff.
All right, special events and holidays, food and fun, National Random Acts of Kindness Day encourages small, intentional gestures. combine them, and give someone some food. Buy them a coffee. Leave them a note. Hold the door open for an old lady without making it weird. Val. You know, Val has this thing where she opens the door and then she likes to pat people's butt on their way through. And it doesn't matter.
I'm just trying to...
Adult,
I'm
child.
I'm just trying to hurry him along.
Yeah. Out of my way now. Right. It's National Cabbage Day. I like to dress my head to cabbage up. Place them around the house like I have friends.
Wilson had his soccer ball. Scott's got his cabbages.
That's right.
Waveforms detected.
Uh-huh. Our cabbage heads. All right. National Cabbage Day celebrates one of the most underrated vegetables in the produce aisle. It's inexpensive, durable, and survives longer than most houseplants. Huh. let's see. Animal Appreciation Day, which is, if you look at it, it's spelt really tough. You couldn't say it. It says, why does it say animal appreciation? Because this isn't an animal.
I was confused. Is it like a play on words or what? But
I think I must have deleted something and left that line in there. It's actually Café au lait day. And it's spelt very French. I had to look it up and phonetically spell it in case Val got it. Well, to be nice. You know.
Well, thanks for dumbing it down for me.
Well, I wouldn't have got it. I would have went Café au lait. Because it doesn't look like Café au lait. All right. Café au lait day is observed by coffee fans who prefer their caffeine softened slightly with milk because adulthood requires balance.
Definitely. I like a little coffee with my creamer.
All right. Would you like to do the last two, Val? I don't want to leave you out of the fun.
Oh, sure. It is Champion Crab Races Day, which is exactly what it sounds like. Celebrate small-scale crustacean competitions traditionally held in parts of the Gulf Coast.
So when
Scott's got something he wants to say.
When I worked nightclubs, we used to do this humanely. Is we had wind-up crabs and we'd have crab races on the dance floor. Just saying. For cool prizes.
Just saying.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, something to think about for my next party.
There you go. Crab races.
It is also My Way Day, which honors personal expression and individual decision making, which feels either empowering or exhausting depending on your calendar.
Wow, My Way Day. I got this, Val.
The time has come for someone to put his foot down, and that foot is me.
For
you
sure.
You are the foot.
I am the foot. The foot. All right, doing a time check. I think we're doing okay on time. I missed our song, so I'm sorry, but it is posted on KCHWFM's Facebook page and Scott and Val's Facebook page. It's a song about our show, and it's called Old Farts on the Radio, and it's pretty funny. We might not be able to work it in, but there's a little tease to where you can find it and give it a spin, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. We've got lots of fun songs out there on our platform. So some of them silly, some of them a little bit more serious. But yeah, you got to check it out.
Also, we started it's going most of the time. Sometimes computer hangs up and it's not on. But we have started on Scott and Val Save the Universe and YouTube a 24/7 stream of old shows, segments with the guys, some old sci-fi radio programs that are audio only with some background video footage. And I'm missing something. Oh, music. We got a ton of music, and we're adding every day on there too. So, kind of fun. Let's see. Let's do trivia, Val. And if you didn't prepare, I did.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
And just so people know, I'm going to open up the Facebook page from KCHWFM and watch along in case somebody wants to help Val. Now, Val, did you prepare with the trivia questions? We didn't talk about it today.
Heck no, I'm never prepared.
All right. Well, let me ask myself one. No.
Oh, do.
All right, Val, first one for you then is back in the year 1900, the average adult spent 1¾ additional hours each day doing this.
1¾ hours
additional hours
doing...
back in 1900.
I more than they do today. Okay. Preparing food.
No.
Okay. Getting anywhere.
I think I have to give you some points on that one. That's pretty smart. Wow. Okay, but that's not the answer, but good job.
Doing laundry.
Also, good job. But not it.
Still not right.
Still not right. This is nothing that happens. This is nothing that happens in the laundry room or the outhouse.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you clarified on the outhouse because that was next.
It does happen.
Trying to flush that toilet.
It does happen in the house, though.
Oh, okay.
And it does not have to do with food.
Not with food. Happens in the house.
Also does not have to do with cleaning the house. They did not spend an extra hour and three quarters because everything was dusty back then. But that's not it either.
Oh, man, I didn't know they had that much stamina back then.
That's why they got up at sun up and went to bed after sundown and to get all this stuff done. Took an extra hour and three quarters to go anywhere, do anything. All right.
Yeah. All right. You better fill me in.
This is a big obvious one. It happens in the house. It's not sleeping. It's not eating. It's not cleaning. But they spend an extra hour and three quarters, additional hours, and it's not what you're thinking. But it happens in the same place.
Scrolling Facebook.
No. They spend an extra hour and three quarters doing this. It's not what you think, but it happens.
Sleeping.
In the yes. Thank you. That was a good hint, wasn't it?
It was. Ah. It was. I was trying to think what else you could do in the bedroom.
Spy the lie, then, if it's that easy for you. All right. The Pro Football Hall of Fame is in Canton, Ohio. Nail guns are responsible for an estimated 37,000 emergency visits in North America each year. And humans are the only animal with prostates. Which just seems disgusting to say. And she's also the first time I've said prostate on the radio, and I'm sorry. Which one's the last
one? All right. Give me the first one again. The other two I can remember.
Pro Football Hall of Fame, Canton, Ohio.
How is anybody supposed to know that? I am going to go with the number of accidents with a nail gun.
No, those are true, Val.
Oh, I was just thinking.
Second choice?
Prostates?
Yes. Yes, that is the lie. We are not the only animals with prostates. And somehow...
Oh, I you know what? I listened wrong because I thought it meant that... Okay, I listened wrong. If I'd have heard it better, processed it better, I would have gotten that one.
Huh. All right. So I guess maybe squirrels? I'm gonna ask my cat if she has a prostate.
Well, I'm assuming they mean most male mammals.
Oh, okay. All right. In a survey then, since we're moving along, 21% of adults said it was difficult, very difficult, or impossible to do what this year?
Stay off their phones.
No, it just happened.
It just happened? I mean, here on the show or just like...
Everywhere.
Okay.
What this is referring, and the answer I'm looking for, is something that just happened. In a survey, 21% of adults said it was difficult, very difficult, or impossible to do this year.
And it just happened. Watch the Olympics.
No, we're looking for Valentine's gift for your significant other. What did you get, Brad? Can you say?
Nothing.
Just my love.
Yeah, my love and the pleasure of my companionship.
Nice. All right. I gave this to you once before. You failed miserably. I'm going to try again and see how your memory or attention is going now as an adult.
Oh.
All right. I'm going to name the president. You got to name the movie. You remember this one?
No.
No? I was pretty sure we did it, but maybe it was someone else. All right.
I think it was someone else. It was your other girlfriend.
All right, so I'm going to name the actor and the president he played, and you got to tell me the movie.
Okay. All right. Sure. Terrible at entertainment news, but let's give it a go.
All right. President Beck, and he was portrayed by Morgan Freeman. It's a sci-fi movie.
President Beck, sci-fi movie.
No Morgan idea. Freeman. He was like, when you watch the movie, you're like, I wish he was president. For reals.
I have no idea.
Right, so Armageddon was a movie that came out at the same time that was exactly like it.
Still have no idea.
Deep Impact.
Oh, okay. Who would have never come up with that?
Sorry. Kevin Kline is President Dave Kovic.
Kevin Kline.
I never watched this one too, but I remember seeing the box.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dave.
What was it?
Dave is the name of the movie. Dave.
Dave?
Dave.
Oh, no.
Harrison Ford is President Marshall.
He was in the one in the plane.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? And the name of it was...
the name of the
Air
plane.
Force One.
Yeah. There you go.
I got one!
She got one! Everybody clap. I don't hear anybody. He's not hearing nothing. All right. This one will be easy. Josh Brolin is George W. Bush. Came out in 2008.
Easy.
One letter name.
No idea.
W.
W?
Yeah, then you're not going to get John Voight as President Roosevelt in Pearl Harbor. I'm just going to guess that one. Daniel Day-Lewis as Abraham Lincoln. Name of the movie? You can get this. It's easy.
It's Civil War.
No, it's Lincoln. This was a pathetic showing. Absolutely pathetic. You have let me down like no other, Val.
I told you I'm horrible at entertainment news stuff.
All right.
I can't even tell you the name of the actors and actresses in my favorite movies or favorite shows.
Let's try something a little simpler for you then.
Oh, please.
All right. Please. What's in common, Val? Bicycle tires, science labs, and toothpaste.
I'll have tubes.
Yard, chop, packs of gum.
Yard chops, and packs of gum. Oh, this is going to be simple too, and it's not coming together for me.
You measure things with a
stick.
Yeah,
stick.
There you go. A clipper, sloop, catamaran.
Sloop.
Ignore the middle one.
Okay, well, they're all boats, but...
Yes, they're all boats.
Don't confuse yourself. That's too simple.
I know.
That's too simple.
Sloop, I had to wait for a second. All right, stolen car, live wire, barbecue grill. Stolen car, live wire, live electrical wire, and a barbecue grill. These are all things that are...
Steel? No, that's... One more time, my clues.
A stolen car.
Okay.
A live electrical wire. A barbecue grill that...
Hot.
Hot. There you go. And the correct answer was, like me, hot.
Like me.
A hot air balloon. High school gym.
Fire.
On fire. Hot air balloon, high school gym, Easter.
Hot air balloon, high school gym, Easter.
What do they all have in common?
Baskets.
And a fountain, a felt tip, and a ballpoint. We'll make it super easy.
Pen.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Val did pretty good at trivia. We are going to roll in.
I did way better than the entertainment president stuff.
You did. We're going to roll into this week's sports report. It is also an update on the Olympics. And when we come back, it'll be today's odd news to wrap up the show. Here you go. It's Nigel.
It's time for me!
Here's this week's post-game therapy, the Olympics edition. Hello, global sports obsessives and those who thought the biathlon was a new dental procedure. I'm Nigel, your diplomatically inappropriate guide to Olympic splendor, scandal, and the sort of niche athleticism that makes you whisper, "This is technically sport!"
Let's begin with the pageantry, the politics, and the polite booing. Because yes, a few high-profile American officials made appearances in the stands this week, and certain crowds responded with what one might call vocal civic participation. The U.S. Vice President received a reception that can best be described as brisk, not quite a frostbite, but certainly a social chill. And as for President Trump, well, his mere orbit seems to produce a sort of upper stair disturbance. You know how ski jumpers rely on wind conditions?
Yes, that sort of disturbance.
Now, Nigel is not here for partisan fisticuffs.
Heaven forbid.
But there is something magnificently Olympic about thousands of international spectators uniting in synchronized booing. At last, a true team event. Moving on to the sports that require both skill and alarming lack of self-preservation. Skeleton racing.
This is the event where athletes willingly hurl themselves face first down an ice chute on what appears to be a baking tray with ambitions.
One competitor clocked speeds near 90 miles per hour
while lying essentially nose to ice.
If you've ever slipped in your kitchen
wearing socks,
imagine doing that deliberately for medals. In curling, tempers flared over what commentators describe as stone interference.
Stoning initiated.
That means someone's large granite pebble was not where it was expected to be.
This caused dramatic sweeping pointed gesturing
and the sort of diplomatic tension normally reserved for trade summits. I adore curling, it's chess, but with shouting. Then we have the sheer poetry of Nordic combined.
The event that says,
what if ski jumping wasn't exhausting enough?
And we added cross-country racing after?
It's the only sport where an athlete can soar majestically through the sky.
Land.
And then immediately look as though they regret every life decision.
And let us not forget race walking.
The discipline in which competitors move at suspiciously aggressive more walking speed while ensuring one foot is always on the ground.
Officials monitor it with the intensity of airport security.
One bent knee with too much enthusiasm and you're out.
No gold
doubloons for you.
But the true Olympic oddity this week.
A weather delay at the Winter Games.
Snow, too much snow.
Somehow humanity can engineer sliding face first down an ice tunnel at highway speeds.
But is occasionally thwarted by the concept of precipitation.
Magnificent!
Now,
historically, the Olympics have always delivered a bit of delicious absurdity.
Remember the 1904 marathon where a competitor hitched a ride in a car?
Or the era when the pigeons in shooting events were alive?
Yes, actual living pigeons.
Sport has evolved morally.
Mostly.
So as we watch nations compete, dignitaries endure the crowd's democratic acoustics, and athletes risk becoming high-velocity human toboggans.
Let us remember what the Olympics truly represent.
Unity, excellence, and the universal truth that politicians should perhaps remain several rows back from microphones. I'm Nigel, reminding you that sport builds character.
Booing builds atmosphere.
And skeleton remains something I shall only participate in metaphorically. Good day!
Now go on. Have a lie down.
You've earned it!
I don't know what that was at the end.
Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves.
Yeah.
It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes. Yes, they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
Woo! Favorite part of the show where we roll out the odd news for you today. We kick it off with the news attack. These are a bunch of short ones. First sentence true, a sentence, second sentence is a joke, pretty much. Would you kick it off? Would you kick it off, Val?
The old college attempt.
Yes.
A study confirmed that if you increase your consumption of ultra-processed foods, you correspondingly increase your chances of developing cancer. In other words, the danger of baloney is no baloney.
Ooh. No baloney for you. All right. New Zealand Medical Journal study said airline passengers should not try to hold in abdominal gas, but let it go to prevent indigestion and heartburn. So much for that trip to New Zealand. Like a 10-hour flight.
Or Australia.
Yeah.
In a survey, 3 in 10 owners said that they had done renovations all by themselves. I bragged about my own renovation project, and they informed me that changing the shower curtain doesn't actually count.
It doesn't, especially when you have to ask for help because you're too short.
Yeah.
All right. No more NFL until September, which means I'm going to be forced to sit around in my sweatpants for 7 months eating nachos and watching tennis.
Not as bad as watching golf.
But playing it is so much more fun. It is.
Yeah. A study found that some people's brains are hardwired to become irritated at everyday sounds like sniffling and knuckle cracking. The study found that 90% of those people become librarians.
Ladies, a survey found that about a quarter of Americans incorrectly believe that the sun revolves around the earth and not the other way around. And about 90% of all social media influencers believe the world revolves around them.
I'm still stuck on the fact that a quarter of Americans believe the sun revolves around the earth.
And they don't understand the dark side of the moon either.
Wow. Oh, okay. Loneliness has been linked to a risk of premature death. Not to mention a risk of cats.
He's dead, Jim.
But look at all of his cats. Scientists say sharks live much longer than we previously thought. They had evidence of some living into their 70s. Now imagine the horror of dying because an old shark gummed you to death. I had him for a second.
A study finds the average person eats 30 pounds of lettuce each year. 30 pounds of lettuce topped with 40 gallons of ranch dressing.
Yeah. Aside to say that asteroid that killed the dinosaurs hit the Earth during the spring, but it was after daylight savings time, which means they still had to deal with the headache of adjusting their sleep.
Oh, boy.
Ouch.
The U.S. military is using more drones than ever and is crashing more drones than ever. They think there will be fewer crashes this year now that they've switched away from dollar store AA batteries.
We have to charge them? All right. Moving on to the full stories. Wacky but true. All we add to these is sound effects from television and movies. A hungry burglar in Hungary took time to make coffee, cook and eat meals, take showers, pick out a change of clothes from the owners of the home, watch TV, and then checked his email while inside the house. He was busted because he left his email open on one of the computers. Here's the message that popped up.
You have hate mail. You have more hate mail. Your hate mail box is full.
True.
Just there for the free Wi-Fi. I wonder what his browsing history looked like.
All right, Val.
Participants at a weekend silent meditation retreat in Colorado broke protocol after a black bear wandered through the outdoor seating area during a guided session. Organizers say the group maintained silence for nearly 30 seconds before multiple attendees collectively decided that silence was no longer spiritually appropriate. Wildlife officers later confirmed the bear was simply passing through and posed no ongoing threat. The retreat resumed indoors. Organizers describe the event as an unexpected mindfulness exercise.
Mean mindfulness of your surroundings?
I mean, didn't like the Buddhist monks, they could meditate through a fly on their nose. I mean, why couldn't they just chill while a bear went through? They're definitely not trained yet.
Because inner peace has boundaries, Val. And a bear walking into your pagan circle is definitely a boundary.
I guess even enlightenment has a volume setting.
That's right. And here's what happened when the ranger showed up.
Ouch! What a lady grouch!
Oh, no, that was Yogi.
Yogi Bear?
What a lady grouch! It was actually the cop was supposed to say it was just a bear in a station wagon. All right, let's see. Police, North Carolina, assisting a driver whose navigation app directed him into a public boat ramp and into the lake. This was Saturday night. Authorities say the driver was following turn-by-turn instructions, did not realize the pavement transitioned into water. Vehicle was pulled out with minor damage. Officers reminded motorists to use common sense when road conditions appear aquatic. No citations were issued. And just this one comment.
You weren't even born with the sense God gave the common dog.
Ow.
I guess you trust technology, but glance up once in a while.
Yeah, your GPS might say it doesn't float. I don't float.
All right. I don't float?
I don't float.
All right.
On to Arizona.
All right. Park officials in Arizona cited a visitor who attempted to remove over 200 pounds of decorative rocks from a desert preserve, allegedly intending to use them for backyard landscaping. Rangers say the individual made multiple trips carrying buckets before being approached. The rocks were returned to their original location. Officials reminded visitors that removing natural materials disrupts ecosystems and violates park regulations. Authorities confirm the rocks are now back where they belong, judging quietly.
Ooh, we have a friend that has done this. He's probably listening and he knows who he is.
Oh! Stop it! Hold him down!
Hold him down?
Oh.
Oh, wow. Rangers are getting tougher. All right, on to Florida now. What initially appeared to be a vehicle break-in at a grocery store parking lot. Officers discovered a man using a coat hanger to try and unlock what he believed was his own car. Vehicle was not locked. It simply wasn't his. Actual owner approached mid-attempt, clarifying the confusion. Authorities confirmed it was an honest mistake when they arrived, involving identical models parked side by side. No charges were filed. Officials say the man handled it well, considering he had fully committed to the wrong car for several minutes.
But that can't be your car. It must be your mama's car. I'm sort of embarrassed to be this close to you.
Embarrassment. E-M-B-A-R-A-S-S-M-M-E-N-T. Embarrassment.
That's not right.
You know, this kind of gets to be a thing, though, when, like us, we drive this Subaru that you see a million on the road every day. I mean, very, very common color, very common model, and you probably see at least 6 other ones in a big parking lot. So it becomes an issue.
Back in the 40s, it was a more common thing because car companies, when they were, you know, we just had the steel key, they would only change key sets every like 6 to 10 cars. So lots of them matched. And our dad had a story of coming out of the bar one night and his car was gone. But there was a car just like it sitting, you know, right next to it. So he went to, it was like a, you know, some kind of 40s sedan. So he went to that one, sat inside. He knew whose car it was. And he started it and drove it home with his key. And then, because, you know, we grew up in North Dakota, small town for those that don't know. So then the next morning, he just called the guy that had his car and said, "Hey, look outside. You took my car home. I got yours." It's a little more common back then. All right. Let's see. Is it my turn?
Yeah. I believe so.
All right. An Oregon homeowner called animal control after discovering what they believed was a large wild animal sleeping under their porch. Responding officers discovered the animal was a neighbor's oversized domestic cat that had gained so much winter weight it could be mistaken for a small bear.
Oh, my.
The cat was returned safely, and the owner reportedly declined to comment on the diet plan. And Val, what do you have to say about that cat?
Bulking season went too far.
Well, in that case, have it read lost. Fat orange striped cat reward. Thank you.
Well, he's a fat cat, a cool cat. Nobody's cool cat.
A greedy, ugly, psychotic monster with razor sharp claws, dripping fangs, and 9 lives, all of them hungry.
It's Garfield.
Oh, my Fiona has gained quite a bit of weight over the winter.
Mine's doing the same
thing. Know she will slim down when she's like hunting for a living again, but she's chunked up just a little bit. She thinks she needs the same number of treats as she does during the summer.
Yeah, I got the same problem with mine, and she actually went over and stood on the scale the other day, and I was like, "Oh my God, you've gained a half pound. My cat's getting fat."
I am thinking maybe Fiona's a little bit more than that.
All right, Val, an AI lawyer that wasn't ready all for right. the job. Imagine
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's right. Can you imagine? No. A New York courtroom paused briefly last week after a defendant attempted to use an AI-generated legal argument printed from an online chatbot as his primary defense strategy. According to court officials, the filing cited several cases that did not exist and referenced statutes that had been interpretive creatively. The judge halted proceedings to clarify the source of the material. Legal experts say this is a part of a growing trend of self-represented litigants relying heavily on AI tools without verifying citations. The case was continued to allow proper filings.
Huh.
All right. You are an idiot!
Especially since whenever you request something like that, they always pop up a warning on AI that says, please check the information. Might not be true.
Yeah. You know, there's problems when your lawyer is technically Wi-Fi.
City workers in the United Kingdom responded to reports of a mysterious glowing object in a public park late Sunday night. Residents described a circular, illuminated item emitting a soft blue light near a walking path. Now, we just talked about over the weekend Obama admitting aliens are real. So,
yes.
Yeah. Authorities arrived and determined the object was an LED-lit toilet seat left behind after what officials described as a private celebration. No hazard was present. The item was removed. Investigators confirmed there was no broader threat to the public, just questionable decor decisions.
Oh.
Not every unidentified object is extraterrestrial.
I think the aliens declined responsibility.
Probably.
Where's the toilet?
Last night, Mr. Governor, my toilet was broken into.
Uh-oh. I think I heard a toilet flush. Maybe somebody lost a turtle.
Oh, yeah. See, them airplanes, they dump their toilets 36,000 feet and the stuff freezes and falls to Earth. We call them Boeing bombs.
I've been leaving the toilet seats up. Yeah.
Quickly, everybody, into the disco room!
That's where the toilet came from. The disco room.
The disco room.
Yes.
I think you just got a new idea for the bathroom on your Schlafman's Hollow retreat there.
Yeah, we have the
glowing one.
Yeah, our campground has the TARDIS, the Doctor Who's TARDIS outhouse. And that would be awesome, light up toilet seat.
I think so. I like the idea.
But then I'd be like hearing dance music in there and I have to walk by and knock and go, that's enough time in the TARDIS. The TARDIS toilet. Some people don't get it, why there's a, you know, the cop light and the sign that says police call box and all that stuff. But it's a toilet.
You need to have like inside for reading material about the origin of it and where it comes from and all that. That'd be reading material for the
I wanted to do, you can get those fake pictures and it's a porthole window, but there's a dolphin looking inside. And I thought when they sat down on the toilet, they'd look over their shoulder and there'd be this dolphin right there to startle them watching them.
Yes. I think because of, you know, comes from, it should be like an alien looking through. Yeah.
Camping at our place is almost as much fun as the show.
Oh, yes.
Yes. All right, Val, that is it. What should people do?
I think they should tune in next Tuesday for more perspective, more laughter, and another attempt at saving the universe before 9 a.m.
It's tough.
Find us on Rogue Frequency Network platforms, YouTube, Facebook, and KCHW 102.7 FM radio platforms, and let us know what moments made you laugh, think, or question your life choices.
If you have. And if not, think about it.
All right.
Drink water, verify the headline, call someone back, and return the cart. And remember, humanity has survived worse ideas than whatever today throws at you. And we'll see you next week. All right. Say goodbye, Val.
Goodbye, everyone. And we're off to save the universe.
Yes.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. Now throw all your fears away.
will self-destruct in 20 seconds. This is your last chance to push the cancellation button.
Engage.
Don't forget, catch Scott and Val here every Tuesday morning at 7:20. I hate this job. Scott!